The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I want to go into another clip here from the interrogation of Richard Allen. This is now the second interrogation where, spoiler alert, eventually they do arrest him here. And this is a whole new chapter in this, because between the first interrogation that we watched and this one, they did get a warrant. And they went in his house, and they took some things out of his house, including his Sig Sauer pistol. Keep in mind, a gun was not used in this crime because they allegedly found a bullet at the crime scene, one that they claimed matched Richard Allen's gun. But they're only claiming that this matches his gun after they came into possession of his gun. I find this whole putting together the pieces of the puzzle in this order rather interesting. Number one, the ballistics way of looking at this sort of thing is not very sound science. You can look into it. It's not admitted in court very often, yeah. Especially with an unspent round. There's a lot of ways that that could be from pretty much any other gun, especially when you have 40-some people trampling over this scene with guns as they're investigating it. Might have the same bullet, very likely to have the same bullet somewhere that dropped out of someone's gun, if that even happened. Are you finding it a little bit odd that, okay, so they have this bullet. My thought was that it was somebody else's that dropped it. But I'm wondering, you know, if they did find a bullet on the ground, they got his gun and go, oh shit, he has a gun that actually fits this. Mm-hmm. Well, let's run it through real quick. Mm-hmm. There's your marker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, we'd it's like marked.
We'd like to think that things like that have never happened, mm-hmm. but yeah, study history, things like that have happened.
It makes me wonder. It really makes me wonder if they, you know, that, because this ends up being the only thing they're able to really go at him with is mm-hmm. this bullet theory. And this bullet that they say came from his gun, but the only time that that comes out is after they already have his gun in evidence. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit questionable with so many other questionable things in this case. And I believe maybe that bullet was found back then, but I also believe that they probably did take it out because they wanted to compare the markings on it. So inevitably it did get taken out of the evidence handling. Mm-hmm. And who's to say? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It seems like it would have been a really easy one. And that's the only damn thing they have on the guy. Mm-hmm. That's the only mm-hmm. thing he was. That's how they connected him to the crime. No digital mm-hmm. history, no criminal history, no witnesses. There is nothing else to put him there. Mm-hmm. Other than that. And this is how they presented it to him in court, and this is how he reacted.
There's no way possible.
We didn't.
There is no way possible that a round from my gun ended up at a murder scene. It's not possible. So something's obviously wrong.
Something is wrong.
Exactly.
You and I both know what's wrong.
I didn't do it. And I'm not going to sit here all day trying to convince you that I didn't do it. No. You obviously think that I did.
I'm not going to sit here all day and convince you that I think that you did do it, Rick. I'm just laying down some of the evidence that we have.
Okay.
And we're going to get more.
I don't think
and
so.
We're only giving you the opportunity to get out in front of this. This is your opportunity. Like you said earlier, the truth is easy.
I've got nothing to get out in front of. I'm not going to tell you I did something I didn't do.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't want you to tell me something that you didn't do.
Then stop asking me to.
I'm not. I'm just asking you to tell the truth about this day. I asked you to go back and rehash it and you wouldn't. Why?
I told you because I'm not going to. You guys are like trying to trick me into
doing
something.
I'm not trying to trick you.
I told you what happened. You've already got it. There's no need for me to tell you again.
Story.
Whatever. There aren't any. I don't know how I can make this any clearer. I'm not going to tell you that I had something to do with this.
I mean, and they go on him for hours. He's saying the same thing consistently. There's no change or break in his story.
Yeah.
What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I agree with you. Out of all the interrogations I've seen, this one feels on a very gut level like an innocent person. And I think if any of us put ourselves in that position, we would be responding exactly the same way, with absolute shock and denial and confidence that it's going to be shown that he didn't do it. You know, he seems very confident of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would be doing the exact same thing. Like, okay, go through your dog and pony show, whatever right. You feel you need to do. You're not going to get anything. I wasn't there. And they seem very angry at that because they've mm-hmm. blown a lot of leads on this already. One of their mm-hmm. probably prime suspects is already dead. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we got to find some. But it's evil. It's evil mm-hmm. to do something like this. This guy has a life. He's a normal guy. He has an adult child, a girl who still loves her dad. And you have a wife that seems pretty normal. There's really no history of anything with this. But they will not accept, maybe you're wrong, for an answer. They eventually go at him quite a bit, and they tell him that his wife is in the other room, and the wife thinks he did it, and they talk to his neighbor, and they talk to his daughter, and basically said, we just ruined your life and did all these things to and said all these things to people that you care about and would care about that you would care about their opinion. And then they bring the wife in. I want to talk about this on the other side. Let's take a look.
They want me to tell them that I did it, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to admit to something that I didn't do. How stupid is that? I don't care what they do to me. I'm not going to admit to doing something I had nothing to do with. And I'm not going to try to explain something I can't explain, because I don't know. You tell me, because I don't know. I just know that I never even carried the gun unless we were going mushroom hunting, tromping through the woods, or fishing along the river. That's the only time I even carried it, for the most part. I never even would have... Hell, I haven't carried my gun in... I don't even remember a time when I used to carry it. I mean, other than going fishing, like if we were going night fishing.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
What happened to Bullet get out there, honey? I can't understand that.
I told you, I can't either, hon. There's two explanations. One is, the bullet didn't come from my gun.
It did, though, honey. The ballistics on it.
I get that. Then it didn't come from a murder scene. I don't know what else to say. I get that. I get what they're saying. What I'm telling you is, if that bullet came from my gun, there's no way it was found with their investigation for the murders. There's no way. I can't explain something I have no answer for.
I mean, it's heartbreaking watching that. I mean, from a non-investigator standpoint, it seems cruel and unusual. I mean, it seems horrible to take your wife and obviously very one-sidedly convince her that number one, that sort of science is even solid, that there's no way it couldn't be anything else, mm-hmm. and tell your wife that, tell his daughter that, tell his neighbors that. I mean, it put this whole pressure brigade on that you basically turn everyone against him with evidence they say is just, you know, completely rock solid, which it's not.
Yeah.
And then bring her in there in that sort of a setting. I mean, again, I'm not an expert in interrogating people by any means, but this just doesn't seem like a way to get any sort of accurate information out of anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really feels cruel, and not to mention manipulative and unethical, and it's heartbreaking to watch. And I guess there's a hope that a guilty person in this scenario will confess to a family member, and maybe that's happened in the past, but it's just, you know, really awful to watch it in this case.
They continue to go on and manipulate him and just present things over and over that just, it doesn't reveal anything. Let's just take another look at this.
You know, the prosecutor and the other investigators, they want to see you lock you up, throw away the key. I don't think this is ridiculous. Listen to me for 2 minutes. Let me explain this to you. I'm on your side. I talked to you a little bit out there on the scene. I know you mentioned a couple times you don't want to be the fall guy for this. You also mentioned to me the other day when I was telling you, hey, I want to check the property out, make sure there's no damage, and you said, doesn't matter, it's over. You know, you made comments like that to me that really concerned me.
Sure.
Right. It's concerning.
And what now, I mean by it's over is that you've already started something here that there's no backing out of, so... You've done, the damage is done, I guess, is what I'm saying. That's what I would have been referring to.
Okay, and I agree with that. We have started this. We've been working on this for a long time, and all the evidence is clearly indicating you're involved in this. And listen to me, Rick. I don't believe you should be the fall guy. But all the evidence, mm-hmm. you say you're out there. We have witnesses out there. We have your vehicle. We have experts. We have experts that say that's you on the video and that's your voice on the video.
Okay.
Experts. Not me, because I'm not an expert.
I got you.
Okay, and now we have your round at the scene.
Which is a flat-out lie. They don't have experts that say it was them. Yeah. It did not exist. There was no...
Yeah.
The only experts that have ever expressed an opinion on this have pointed to Ron Logan. They have never pointed to it being Richard Allen. Mm-hmm. And I know that they can interrogate people like that in the U.S. In other countries, you can't. You cannot make things up.
Exactly.
But we somehow allow that here. I'm assuming that that's a huge flaw in our system.
I sure think so. It just makes my skin crawl to think of the innocent people that have gone to prison or the death penalty from tactics like this.
Let's watch one more clip from the interrogation before we move over to the
fucking here, Rick.
You got one piece of evidence that I can't explain.
Multiple. I'm not showing you my whole fucking hand here.
I don't care. I'm showing you I'm done talking.
Now you're going to drag your fucking wife and your daughter through this because you're too fucking bullheaded to get out in front of this and admit that you made a mistake. And whatever the fuck happened out there, we'll never fucking know because you're too big of a fucking... Go ahead.
So tell you I did something.
Tell me
that
the truth.
I didn't do.
The truth, Rick. I don't want to know.
I told you the truth
really
and you don't want to hear it.
The evidence tells me otherwise. The evidence clearly indicates you're involved in this.
No, it doesn't.
It fucking does.
It doesn't. I'm telling you that there is no way that a bullet from my gun was used in these murders.
And I'm telling you that we had this fucking round on February 14th, 2017. It's been secured in a fucking laboratory. And we've tested other guns
I understand what you're saying.
I want her to hear this,
Rick. I understand what you're saying. What I'm telling you is I can't explain something I don't understand.
Oh, the scientists explained it for you. The lab analysis of analysts have explained that for you. They're saying that this round, without a doubt, came from your gun.
No, they're not.
Then and you've taken it from somewhere else, then. Because it's not possible.
I feel like investigators that do this sort of stuff should be prosecuted and put away. Mm-hmm. Because it's like this is the insecure dope from high school that couldn't get a job at the Dairy Queen and decided to go into law enforcement. Yeah. That's what it's like. He has the same argument tactics that he would have had when he was 15. Yeah. Before we go into the calls, we saw that. Any other reactions to this?
Just again, it feels like an innocent person. And if I were in his seat there, I would be as incensed and, you know, holding my ground as he is. And it's just, you know, it's just hard to watch.
It really is.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Message and data rates may apply or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.